My name's Louise Bedford and I'm a private share trader. My business partner is Chris Tate. As well as being the authors of several best-selling books on the share market, we each have decades of trading experience behind us.
I'd like to take a look at contracts for difference, or CFDs as they're known for short, by interviewing Chris on this topic. So Chris, could you tell us what are CFDs and how did they evolve?
A CFD is best explained by reference to its full name. It is a contract for difference. You have a contract with a market maker whereby you agree to settle in cash the difference between the price you open the contract at and the price you close it at. So in effect, it's a virtual share. Now it's important to remember that these are leveraged instruments. Therefore, you pay a margin to the CFD provider for opening the contract for you. There's no physical delivery of a CFD contract, so they cannot be exercised in the same manner as an options contract. Also, you don't have the ancillary benefits of owning a share, such as attending annual general meetings. However, you do participate in the economic benefits of owning a share, such as receiving dividends or any cash bonuses or any share splits that might have occurred. The evolution of the CFDs into the rather sophisticated instruments used today came about by fairly simple origins and was an attempt to solve a fairly simple problem. In the days before internet trading came into vogue, settlement between brokers for overseas transactions was very, very difficult. The way brokers got around this was by simply entering into simple contracts in an attempt to overcome the need for paperwork that would accompany these transactions. In addition to this, the spot foreign exchange market, which many overseas brokers have access to and experience in, was actually simply a form of contract for difference, albeit on a vast scale. Now, virtually any instrument can be traded using CFDs. To give you an idea of the range of instruments available, you can trade most local shares within a major indice, such as within the ASX, All Ordinaries Index, the S&P 500, the Dow 30. You can trade major indices and sectors both domestically and overseas. You can trade foreign exchange across all major pairs. You can trade commodities in the forms of metals, oil, and the like. Some CFD providers will even allow you to bet effectively against changes in house prices within a given area.
From a trading perspective, Chris, can you give us an idea about your experiences and what has the impact been on you as a trader?
My experience with CFDs has been sufficiently positive for me to coalesce all my accounts through a single CFD provider. I now no longer trade standard fully paid shares or options or futures contracts. I'm one for simplicity, so being able to trade almost all the instruments I wish to trade through a single point, I see as a wonderful advantage. The other advantage I found with CFDs is the ability to use what's known as a guaranteed stop. This has meant that I've been able to experiment with some very interesting money management protocols. Now, however, I need to caution that CFDs are not for everybody, particularly in the initial stages of their trading. It's important to remember that a CFD is a highly leveraged instrument, and that if you can't trade fully paid shares with any degree of success, then changing to a leveraged instrument will simply increase the amount of damage you manage to do to your account. Unfortunately, the traditional thinking of people who are new to CFDs is that if I put $10,000 in the account, this enables me to buy, say, $100,000 of News Corp. All that has to happen is for News Corp to go up 10%, and I've doubled my initial margin of $10,000. Unfortunately, what generally happens is News Corp goes down 15%, and you end up owing the CFD provider money. And it's important to realize that just like any other business, a CFD provider will come after the debts that their clients have incurred.
There are heaps of tools available to help you begin trading CFDs with confidence. Some of the CFD providers hold free seminars on the topic, Chris has also written a manual called CFDs, a complete guide, and created an audio CD about CFDs called Power Trading. Our Leverage 101 CCC set will also be valuable.